they have impressed this year. Coach Shockley in his last year as head coach of the Kabula Bulldogs has brought them a long way this year, and his son is on the team, and they start five seniors. So when you start five seniors on a pretty good, well-coached ball club, you're going to have a pretty good result, usually. So that's the case here as the Kabula Bulldogs are in town. Marty Spence is alongside to give you a few more details on what's going on with Kabula this year.
Yeah, the Bulldogs having a really strong year, like you mentioned, a good record, and looking over their opponents, probably a softer schedule than the Bears, but they have played, they've got some really good quality wins. They beat Eminence back in the Kabul tournament. That's a good win. Beat Summersville, who's having a good year. Gainesville, and we know how good Gainesville is.
Yeah.
On Saturday, the Bears had to have a pretty heroic comeback in the second half to get that one. That was a win for the Bulldogs at Gainesville, 58-56.
Mountain Grove.
Mountain Grove Panthers, talk about a huge win. That was just a week ago, beat them 72-65. So that's the good part. But then they've stumbled against some teams that kind of make you scratch your head. Lost to Ava, which, of course, the Bears did as well.
People are scratching their heads when we lost to Ava.
True. Ava's just, man, they're scrappy. And then the Salem Tigers beat this team, which the Bears didn't have any problem with Salem, 56-46. I think the Bulldogs actually beat, I think they played Salem twice and lost to them once. Yeah, they beat them back in the Houston tournament. So, like a lot of teams this year in the SCA, there's kind of a mixed bag. It's depending on the night. And I think that I anticipate a pretty good matchup here. The Bulldogs obviously having a good year. Lots of seniors, so they're going to be experienced. They know what they need to do to win. And for the Bears, they were really kind of in a tough spot last week, really, with two of their more disappointing losses of the year at Ava, and then came home last Friday night and lost to Mountain Grove. And in the first half at Gainesville, looked like it was just going to be more of the same old,
yeah, it did.
And then the third quarter happened, and the defense went up a notch. The energy level went up. Colby James went into beast mode, and Will Banks, everybody just kind of elevated their game in that second half. And reminded you what the Bears can do when everybody is participating and everybody's clicking on that high level. The Bears are going to have to play four quarters of that tonight, I think, in order to beat the Bears. The Bulldogs.
Right. The Bulldogs are a good team, and you look for them to be well-disciplined because you got all seniors. I looked at the roster, and they have actually eight seniors on either in the lineup or on the bench. So, you just don't see that very often these days, that many seniors being involved by the time they get to their senior year. But Coach Shockley does a good job down there, has really done a good job over the years, and he's going out with a bang on this group.
Speaking of seniors, it is senior night here at Willow Springs, and our three basketball seniors, Jordan Rutledge, Montana Coates, Aiden Stewart, will all be in the starting lineup tonight, and we'll have the starters for you, courtesy of public address announcer Chris Wagner, when we come back after the national anthem in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back at Willow Springs, Mumford Gym, we will join public address announcer Chris Wagner for our complete lineup tonight, non-starters and starters, starting with the Kabula Bulldogs. Please. A 5'10 junior guard, number 22, Carson Lindsay. A 5'9 senior guard, number 11, Kobe Sigmund. A 6-foot senior forward, number 10, Seth Owens. And a 6-foot senior forward, number 25, Jeff Gepecki. And now introducing the non-starters for the Willow Springs Bears. A 5'10 freshman guard, number 3, Brady James. A 5'11 sophomore guard, number 15, Holt McGinnis. A 6'1 freshman guard, number 21, Wayne Altermat. A 5'10 freshman guard, number 23, Rudy Thompson. A 6'3 sophomore forward, number 33, James Dean. A 6'4 junior forward, number 41, Braxton Wilbank. And a 6'3 sophomore forward, number 45, Brady Altermat. And now the starting lineup for the Kabul Bulldogs. The Bulldogs will be visitors on the scoreboard, will be wearing blue and white. They're coached by Brad Shockley, assisted by Robert Cruz, John Martale, and Chris Hellersick. The Bulldogs have a record of 15-9, 2-3 in the SCA. Starting tonight for the Bulldogs, a 6-foot senior guard, number 4, Will Tucker. A 6-2 senior guard, number 12, Asen Gonzalez. A 6-1 senior guard, number 14, Trey Atkins. A 6-3 senior guard, number 15, Josh Shockley. And a 6-1 senior forward, number 40, Tyler Fleetwood. Coach Shockley and the Kabul Bulldogs. And now, the starting lineup for the Willow Springs Bears. The Bears will win the home team on the scoreboard. We'll be wearing maroon and white. They're coached by Dustin Forrest, assisted by James Lee and Tanner Barnes. The Bears have a record of 10-14, 1-4 in the SCA. Starting tonight for the Bears, a 6-foot junior guard, number 0, Jake Rutter. A 5'9 sophomore guard, number 1, Colby James. A 6-foot senior guard, number 5, Aiden Stewart. A 5'10 senior guard, number 13, Gordon Rutledge. And a 5'11 senior forward, number 31, Montana Toad. Coach Forrest and the Bears. The officials of tonight's contest are
Nathan Poyer
and
C.D.
Wendell yells behind us, yay, referees. You got the names of the officials when Coach Wagner's on the mic, and we are all set to go. Senior night here at the Grand Colley Court between the Bears and the Bulldogs, the closest of our two teams that we play here in the SCA, our neighbors in Texas County. Colby James will jump for the Bears. All three Bears starters out there. The tip is controlled by the Bulldogs, and we're underway from Willow. Atkins. We'll backpedal towards the logo, fires to the right side for Gonzalez. Gonzalez backs it out to the sideline. He'll give it up midcourt for Tucker. Tucker motions his pants around, gives it up right side for Atkins. Atkins will put it on his hip. The Bulldogs test out the Bears deep and starting in a man deep. As Rogers knocks it away, it's loose on the floor. Body slide, picked up by Fleetwood, throws it left block, put it up and in. Gonzalez with the basket. And the Bulldogs take an early 2-0 lead. Montana coach Jordan Rutledge getting their first start of the year here on senior night. Aiden Stewart, the third senior, started every game this year for the Bears. Colby James dribbles to the Bulldog bench. He'll give it up to Rogers, left side for Coates. Coates takes the dribble.
Kind of like to see Coates take
for
a shot.
Three. There it is. No, just off the back of the rim. It looked good. Montana couldn't get it to fall. Bulldogs with the rebound. They get it down low to Fleetwood over Rutledge. Put it up. Missed it. Rebound is poked away by Coach. Got a good rebound. Falls down. Loses the ball. Rutledge picks it up. And the Bears maintain possession. Stewart into the front court with Kabul leading by 2. Colby James left side. Colby dribbles to the free throw line. Nice pass right side. Stewart for 3. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped down long by Colby. And then taken away by Jace. Rogers secures the ball for the Bears. Gives it to Stewart. Hands it back to Rogers. Coach Forrest will call out Diamond. One arm to Colby on the right side. Into the corner for Coates. Coates bounces it up to Rogers. Colby, right side. Long two is short. Rebound tipped by Coates, but taken away by the Bulldogs. Shockley in transition ahead to Fleetwood. Laid up and missed it. Rebound Shockley put it up and in. 4-0 Kabul on our first sub. And now the other starters will back in for the Bears and a Coach Forrest 30-second timeout. We'll just keep it right here. Just underway, 2 minutes in, Coach Forrest burning that timeout just to get the starters back in there with Brady James and Will Banks now joining the game at Kabul with an early start, a 4-0 lead for the Bulldogs.
Kind of a tip to the seniors, of course, to get a sudden start and let them get out there and get a little opportunity to
do something, and actually Montana did have a good shot there, but wouldn't go down for him, but he's a good three-point shooter, so it's good to get seniors some experience on senior night and get to start. So now we got our regular starting lineup in there. The Bears have the ball.
Hopefully we can get those other two seniors back in at some point.
Right.
Colby James into the front court. Bulldogs leading 4-0 early. Rogers cross court. Brady James corner. Three ball. No good. Rebound underneath by Rogers. Put it up and in. Rogers with the offensive put back, and the Bears are on the board. 4-2. Kabul. Atkins. Goes paint, lays it up, missed it. Rebound Fleetwood, missed it. Rebound Fox War, Wilbank says. Bulldogs not getting it to go down, or they would have about a 10-2 lead. In transition, Rogers in the corner for three, rims out. Rebound Fleetwood underneath. Gives it to Atkins across the timeline. Bulldogs like to run with it. Atkins up top. Shockley, left side for Tucker. Tucker picks up the dribble. Up top to Gonzalez. Take a jab step in, fires it right side for Atkins. Bears. Full zone defense. The Bulldogs forced to pass it around the arc. They want to get something open inside. They'll get it to Tucker. Fires it left side to Shockley. Shockley spins. Nice pass underneath. Shot up and good by Gonzalez. And the Bulldogs go up 6-2. Patience there by Kabul.
Yeah, they like to get it inside. It's obvious from the way they started the game.
Colby into the front court. Bulldogs with eight seniors on this team, five senior starters. They are a well-seasoned, experienced team. Colby James wants a three. No good. Rebound comes out long to Fleetwood. Bears cold from beyond the arc. Up top, Shockley. Left side, Tucker. Holds it above his head. Pivot. Gives it up top. Three ball by Gonzalez. No, instead of pass, right side for Atkins. His pass tipped away by Stewart. And to James, Brady, sits underneath, lays it up and in. Bears back on the board. Rogers has all four, and it's 6-4 to Kabul halfway through the first quarter. Shockley will walk it across midcourt. Shockley, great player for Kabul. He's been there, starter for years. Fleetwood out to Shockley. Shockley in the paint. Runner, got it. Nice shot by Shockley. And it's an 8-4 lead for the Bulldogs. 3:30 to go in a rapidly moving first quarter. No fouls yet.
Nope, not a whistle.
And really not a lot of turnovers. Colby to the right side. Picks up the dribble. He'll give it to Rogers in the corner. Pull back three. Got it. Rogers for three. And the Bears pull to within one. Shockley across the timeline. Calls for Gonzalez to come and get it. Gonzalez. Keith Atkins, top of the key, back to Gonzalez on the right side. He'll hold it above his head. They go inside to Shockley. Shockley's pass. Fleetwood's got it on the block, lays it up and in. Tyler Wood with the basket. Bulldogs lead by three. 10-7, Kabul, 2 feet to go in the first quarter. Colby across the timeline. Left side for Rogers. Rogers, bounce it to Stewart. Up top to Colby. Colby to Brady in the corner for Jace. Rogers. Steps in, now picks up his dribble, lobs it back to Brady James, over to Colby. Colby drives, over Shockley, puts it up, missed it, rebound, there's a tie-up, it's kicked to Shockley, and the Bulldogs have possession, looking to go up by two possessions, but they throw it away. Trying to go inside to Fleetwood, went through his hands out of bounds, it'll be bare ball.
First substitution of the game as Norfolk, the sophomore, comes in for the Bulldogs.
The lone sophomore on the varsity roster. They've got one junior, one sophomore. The rest are seniors. Bit of a contrast to what the Bears put on the floor.
Yes.
2:10 to go first quarter. Bulldogs by three. Stewart in the corner up top to Colby James. To Brady. Right corner for Rogers. Rogers takes the dribble. Up top to Colby. Back to Rogers in the corner for three. Got it. Jason
wow.
Rogers
on fire.
You've got all 10 for the Bears. Bulldogs 10, Rogers 10. Kabul looks to regain the lead on this possession. Tucker to Northley. Back to Tucker in the corner. Nice pass inside to Fleetwood. Put it up and in from the block. Fleetwood, strong running back. good football player, good basketball player for the Bulldogs.
Four-year starter for them, and all of the baskets for Kabul have come from the inside.
Colby James up top, head fake on the three, doesn't take it. Feeds it to Stewart right side, crosses it over to Brady, wide open three, got it. Brady James downtown, and the Bears have their first lead of the night. It's 13-12. Up top, and a whistle blows. That might be our first foul of the game. And it's a hand check. Student section doesn't like it. Not much contact there by the Bears.
Kobe going for a steal there. Didn't quite get it.
7 minutes before our first foul in the game. Really clean game played by both teams to start this one. Atkins up top. There's a 3-2 zone thing. Special attention to Shockley. Gonzalez lobs it left side for Northfleet. He gets to the free throw line. Nice pass underneath. Can't hold on to it, though. It's out of bounds to Bull. And it'll be bare ball. Unforced turnover. The Bulldogs look like they were going to have a good look.
Fourth turnover on the Bulldogs here in the first quarter.
45 seconds. Coach Forrest slowing his team down here. Colby will walk it across midcourt. Brady on the right side.
Yeah, he was open.
Thought about it. Didn't take it. Bears will work it around the horn. Wilbank thought about taking it as well, but Bears showing some patience here at the end of the first quarter. Rogers wide open three. Got to take it. No good off the back of the rim. He's been hot. Couldn't get that one. 20 seconds to go first quarter. Into the front court. Atkins draws the foul. Another hand check. They haven't called many fouls, but when they do, there's bit on the cheap side.
And that, yeah, Shockley was losing his balance there, actually, and I think that resulted in a foul on Rogers. Because Rogers was guarding it close and touching him, so.
15 seconds to go first quarter. Lob it out to Gonzalez. Back to Shockley. Shockley will bring it out to the logo. That's who they want to have the ball with 10 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Shockley to the left side with five. He'll feed it over to Gonzalez, who's blocked. Out of bounds by Stewart, the senior with a big block. With 2.9, Kabul will inbound in front of the Bear bench.
Look for Shockley here.
Gonzalez will inbound. Shockley wants it. He gets it. No, it's tipped out of bounds by Brady James. Coach Forrest trying to say it was off of a Bulldog, but the Bulldogs are going to get it with 2.1. Let's go back to Shockley with two, with one. Three ball by Atkins rims out.
That's the end of a good first quarter here in Mumford Gym. The Willow Bears on top of the pool,
13-12 after one. We'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK. Back at the Burns Conley Court, the Bears with a one-point lead as we start the second quarter. Brady James up top, three, no good. Rebound underneath by Shockley. Shockley runs it across midcourt. Looking like he wants to go to the hole. Gets to the sideline. Turnaround jumper is good. Nice shot by Shockley. Bulldogs back in front, 14-13. 7:30 to go. First half, senior night here at Mumford Gym in Willow Springs. Brady James right side up to Colby. To Wilbank. Wilbank was back to the basket. Fires it back to Rogers. Rogers, one arms it to Wilbank. Braxton takes off, big jump stop, loses the ball. Odd play. Bulldogs pick it up, get it ahead to Northleaf, shot up, no good. Rebound tip, Colby comes away with it. Flips it down the floor to Wilbank. Braxton to the basket, lays it up and in. Good vision by James to see Wilbank down the floor. The Bears back in front by one. 15-14. Willow, Shockley up top. To the free throw line, goes right side, pull up jumper, good. That's what Shockley brings to the game. He can pull up from anywhere.
A little mid-range jumper, he likes that.
Got the height.
Reminds me of Rogers a lot in that regard.
Up the guard. Rogers. Cradles it, gets it up to Brady James. Stewart on the right side. Stewart up top. Brady to Colby. Three ball, no good off the back of the rim. Shockley with the rebound. Nobody there. On the boards for the Bears. Shockley into the front court. Feed it to Atkins. Lay it up. No. Rebound tip. Wilbank has it. Braxton. Head to Rogers. crosses the timeline to Stewart in the corner. Eight takes the dribble, fires it to Wilbanks, wide open three, top of the key, rims out again. All blue jerseys there for the rebound. Colby going to challenge it, but Atkins gets away from him. Atkins being bothered by Colby, and yeah, just you appreciate the effort, but at some point they were going to call a foul.
Check foul.
That's the second on Colby. That's only the third foul of the game, and Colby's got two of them. The softball will have to be smart.
The Blue doesn't have a foul.
No, they don't. We've been in too many of those games lately where there's no fouls on the opponent. I'm not saying there necessarily should be, but it's kind of an oddity. Bulldog will inbound. Get it to the right side for Gonzalez. Northleaf to Fleetwood, leaving for Gonzalez to get to the free throw line to Atkins. Atkins, top of the key, he'll dribble to the right side, hand it off to Northleaf. Northleaf all the way from right to left, hands it off to Gonzalez, backpedal towards the logo. Bulldogs get it into Northleaf, in the paint, stood up and fouled by Wilbanks, and they'll shoot two. Wilbanks did everything he could. Really wasn't a bad foul there.
No, not really.
It was a foul, but all four of the Bears' fouls kind of been 50-50. Fleetwood, free throw, good. 17-15, Bulldogs by two. Cleveland. Back at Bumper Gym, sorry for the technical difficulties there. Got a drop call. Bears put the ball, trailing by three. Rogers up top, free throw line, jumper, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Atkins for the Bulldogs. Two teams exchanged baskets while we were away.
Exchange 2-1. We just had 1 point.
Long three is good by Atkins, or rather Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the three. Kabul with their biggest lead of the night, 22-16. Bears need a basket here. Colby into the front court.
Bears are having their second quarter drought.
Yes.
Rutledge
to Brady James. Brady leaves it for Colby. Colby in the corner, drives in the paint. Big jump stop, lays it up and in. Colby gets the Bears back on the board. 22-18 to Bull. 3:30 left to go first half. Senior night in Willow Springs.
Bears need a stop here. They haven't had many of those.
Shockley just going to pull back for three. No good. Stewart there for the rebound for the Bears.
There's a stop.
Colby James across midcourt. Colby drives. Free throw line. Jumper. Good. Colby's starting to feel it. And pulls the Bears back to within two on a 4-0 run for the Bears. Rogers really keyed the Bears early. He had the first, 10, 12 points.
He had the first 10.
Colby's picked up the pace lately. Gonzalez bounces it to Shockley. Shockley double team, gets it away to Northleaf, lays it up and in. That left block, Northleaf got about three or four baskets right there on the block.
They are, they've got several baskets down low. That's where they're making their shot.
2:45 to go first half. Bulldogs by four. Colby to the right side, he'll give it to Brady. Rogers, left side for Stewart, holds it above his head. Aiden, one arm to Rogers. Rogers into the corner. Colby for three. It's short. Rebound kicked back to Colby, and the Bears will reset. Rogers is on the floor underneath. He pops back up. Colby takes the screen to the right side. Draws the defense. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line is good. Colby makes the move. Pulls the Bears back to within two. Shockley. Over to his dad. Brad Shockley, the head coach of the school Bulldogs.
They're going to overload.
Northleaf to Shockley. Gets it down low, and that's a blocking foul on the floor. I thought that might have been a charge.
Rutledge
definitely some elbow action there.
Rutledge is good at taking charges, but they're going to get him for a foul here.
Coach Forrest is going to chat about that in front of us. That'll be the third team foul on the Bears. Bulldogs will inbound on the baseline. They'll lob it into Gonzalez. Back to Shockley. Jumper is good. Shockley with the basket. Bulldogs back on top, 26-22. Been a good game. Bulldogs have led by six. Bears have led by one. Our range here in the first half. Stewart has the ball tipped away. Comes back to get it. And gets it across midcourt. Finds Rutledge underneath. Waits for the contact. Shockley will pick up the foul. And Rutledge will go back to the line shooting two.
There's the senior.
That's just smart. Yeah. Basketball by Rutledge. Yep. Knew there was going to be contact. And got himself to the free throw line.
One for two, there's the free throw line. The only Bear that's been at the line.
Free throw no good by Rutledge. Wilbanks getting ready to come in for Rutledge after the free throw. 90 seconds to go first half. 4-point lead for the Bulldogs. Rutledge second free throw is good. 26-23, Wilbanks checks in for Rutledge. He gets a nice hand.
Yeah, he had to put a big Tuesday crowd.
Had a good couple of minutes in there, he did.
Fleetwood back in for Northleaf on the Bulldogs side of things.
That's really...
Bulldogs play six players.
Yeah.
Yeah, here in the first half anyway. Northleaf to the starter. Bulldogs get it across midcourt. Throw left side for Gonzalez. There's Shockley. Spins. Back up top, Gonzalez for another three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound tip. Shockley's got it. Goes to the hole. Lays it up. Blocked by Wilbanks. Northleaf puts it up and in. There's everything right there. Bulldogs man gets away with the double dribble, but they get the basket.
Is that Northleaf
by
there?
Five?
Fleetwood.
Fleetwood. Colby James up top. Sends it to Brady with 50 seconds left to go in the half. Bulldogs by five. Colby left side. Up top, Wilbank. To Stewart. Brady James to Wilbank. Leaving Brady open. He's going to take a three. No good. Off the back of the rim. And it goes out of bounds. Bulldogs basketball. Bulldogs daring the Bears to shoot out there. And Willow not making their three-pointer.
Rutledge is going back in the ball game, this time for Colby.
Make sure Colby doesn't pick up the third foul with 35 seconds left to go in the half. Bears trailing by five. Bulldogs can go to the locker room with their biggest lead of the night. Atkins walks it across midcourt. That was the right side for Tucker. Up top to Northleaf. Or Fleetwood, rather. Gets it down low. Shot up by Atkins. Good from the right block. And the Bulldogs go up by seven. 15 seconds left to go in the half. Brady. To Wilbanks up top with 10. Wilbanks files back. They left him open, but he's waiting to shoot it. With 4, Brady James. With 3, with 2, pull-up jumper is short. Bears didn't get what they wanted there. And they'll go to the locker room trailing Kabul 30-23 at the half. We'll come back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.